I'm getting asked all the time here, how am I generating a customer base to keep myself busy? Well, I'm pretty sure on a few episodes we've talked about different things you can do to start generating some business. I'm going to tell you the things that I implemented and what came from those things and how it's helped me generate business and continuing to work to the point where sometimes I'm saying no because I'm booked for like a week solid, and someone calls me and they're like, "Yeah, I have no heat." And I'll say, "Unfortunately, I'm booked solid. I can't even make it out to your place. Here's a list of other people that you might be able to call." It's something that I do. I know people in the area, and I'll recommend them if I can't get out there, right? It's the least I can do. So let's talk about this on this episode, guys. This podcast series, as always, is sponsored by Jobber. It is the CRM tool I'm using to run my business, MacCready HVAC and Refrigeration Services. Now, if you're looking for a CRM tool that will help you get going on your feet, paperless, and keep yourself organized, right? It shows you your customers and the properties that they have and the amount they owe you at the top. You can get into your jobs, your quotes, your invoices, your scheduling, all that kind of stuff is covered under the Jobber umbrella. So if you guys are interested, check out the link in the summary of this podcast. And there's like a 14-day free trial and some savings within that link. So check it out, guys. So what has worked for me is having a online presence. This is nothing special with me. I started doing this years ago. I started building an online presence years ago. And it's paying off in dividends now, right? Because what I tried to do online is be positive. I tried to show people how to do things the right way, not cut corners. Certain aspects of my career I show online. And those have attracted other people to what I do and have asked me to come out onto their sites. Other contractors have asked me to come out onto their sites that are having trouble troubleshooting things, are kind of backlogged and need help, or haven't done something before, like install a refrigeration system in a walk-in box and want me to come out and perform the job with them so they can kind of get a feel and some experience on that. So having an online presence that's positive and works towards being a better tradesperson and helping the trades is really going to help you, right? So if you're not on Instagram or not on Facebook or not on LinkedIn, showing everybody the kind of work you do and the kind of work you're capable of, then you're missing out on opportunities, right? When you start your own business. So that is one of the ways, and probably the most effective way that I have seen for myself to create business. The other thing that's really worked is targeted Facebook ads. It seems like when I generate an ad for a couple hundred dollars and target my local area with a good solid image with some sort of text over it, you know what I mean? Like a solid image of me working and saying like something like free quotes for heating and air conditioning or something like that. And then I throw a couple $100 at it, target the area, target the demographic, and usually the phone starts to ring or messages start coming through. It generates buzz, okay? And that buzz, just keep in mind that the buzz that it generates can come in later on. It doesn't have to come in within a week of the ad. It could be somebody that has noticed the ad at some point and kind of filed it away for a later date, and then when their heating breaks down or something like that, then they remember your ad and call you up. Right? Because that's happened too, where, oh, I saw your ad on Facebook a month ago and I thought I'd give you a call. So targeted Facebook ads really, really work as far as I'm concerned in my area anyway. So make sure that if you're looking for some work, you try out the targeted Facebook things because it has worked for me. So being part of your community and sponsoring teams and stuff like that is a really good way to get in front of potential customers or clients. Now, I have kids, right? And they're in different sports, and I sponsor my son's soccer team, and I'm also one of the coaches, so I'm pretty front and center, right? My name is on the jersey, and it's worked because I've been on service calls to the parents of some of the kids on the team, right? And not only service calls, but people are asking me, hey, do you do this? Do you do that? Because I'm thinking about doing this in my house, doing that in my house. And it generates some business and generates some buzz. Now, if you don't have kids and you're not out to the events with your kids and watching their games and people aren't getting to know you, if you do sponsor a team or two or whatever, and you don't have kids on the team, go out and watch. Go out and watch the team. Not just once or twice, but go out on a regular basis if you can, right? When you're getting your business started, and shake hands with the parents, and don't be like salesy or forceful. Just say, hey, I'm the team sponsor, nice to meet you type thing. And it'll be pretty apparent what you do if your name is on the team jersey, right? It's like Al's Heating and Air or something like that. It's pretty apparent what you do, right? Mine says MacCready HVAC on the shirt. So sponsoring a team and being part of your community and getting out there and meeting the people from the team that you're sponsoring is really going to help, because they see that you've helped the kids. So most people are pretty genuine in that, where they're going to return the favor when they see fit. So it has worked for me, and it may work for you, sponsoring local teams and being part of your community. So clear-cut, very excellent communication with your customer is also going to help you, because what I've noticed is that, see, this is the way that I approach things, and I approach it with all people, not just customers. I like to educate people, and I give customers free advice all the time. Try this, do this, don't do that. If you're going to do this, this is the way you have to do it. And I walk people through things and show them old parts, show them pictures, show them videos, and they appreciate that, right? Because it seems like you're going above and beyond. Now, when I get onto these Facebook community groups and I look at people that have recommended me, it's not just sometimes the name that they say, it's the name and this is why. And part of that is because I took some time, went above and beyond, and educated the customer on what was going on, and they like that, right? So just be a good communicator and walk your customers through the process, right? And when you do that, it'll catch on. Word of mouth will catch on. Also, do good work, because the work that you do is going to reflect on you and your company. So the better work you do, the more communication and good communication you're going to relay to your customer, the more it's going to help you building up a word of mouth business, right? The online stuff, I mean, that's pretty simple. But if you want people to talk about you to their friends and their family and people that they want good work done for, they're going to have to trust you. And they won't trust you if your work is not good and your communication is not clear, right? And don't argue with customers, right? Don't argue with customers whatsoever, because the minute you start, and unless you have a really strong leg to stand on in this day and age of reviews and stuff like that, if the customer is going to argue, there's a good chance you're going to walk out the door and they're going to leave you a one-star review on your Google or your Facebook or whatever it is, because that's just the way they are. They're looking to do that. That's just the way people are sometimes. So don't argue with the customers, but don't tell them they're right either. I'm not saying give in and just kind of lay back and let them walk all over you. Just do it in a respectful way that doesn't talk down to them, right? And it'll go far, trust me. The other thing that's really worked for me is a really good van wrap. Now, I consider my van wrap to be nice. I'm not saying that because I feel like I'm cocky or conceited or anything. I just think it looks nice. I think it looks nice on my van, right? It's the name is large. Like when I pull up to a driveway, oh, there's MacCready HVAC. They don't have to figure out who I am and what I'm about. And I say this is because one day in the summer, I was parked doing some repairs to one customer's home. And then I get a call a couple hours later when I get back home. And it's a guy, he's like, yeah, I saw your van on so-and-so's driveway, and I figured I better get my AC checked. And it turned into an install, okay? Because his AC was like over 20 years old, and he wanted it replaced after he found out what was wrong with it. And then that turned into another job from that particular customer, all because of the van wrap. So I don't know how many times I've received a call because of the van wrap, but I know that one instance, right? That AC install, that other job I got from that customer, and I got to go back and do another repair for him. That's all paid for the van wrap and then some. Okay. So a good van wrap, okay, is going to help. And what I do is anytime I go run errands, go to the grocery store, gas station, wherever, I try to take my van as much as possible because it's a moving billboard for your company. Parked at the grocery store, guess what? Park in a spot where your van is seen by a lot of people. And if they see it there once, twice a week, hey, there's that MacCready HVAC guy. There he is again. There's that HVAC guy again. Maybe we should call him one day when our stuff breaks down. I know they're not going to probably say that to their spouse or their family, but in the back of their head, you're putting that message there. So van wrap has worked for me as well. So guys, that's it. These are the things that have worked for me to generate a customer base. And I know they'll work for you if you execute properly on these things. But I'm out. Happy HVACing.